You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, about 100,000 public sector employees are going on strike. The action has been labelled as a mega strike as it includes teachers, nurses and other public sector workers who are calling for better pay, staffing levels and working conditions. The government is strongly against the strike, with Public Services Minister Judith Collins issuing an open letter in which she called the action politically motivated. The Public Service Commission has also started running Facebook advertisements containing information about previous offers made to nurses that were rejected before today's strike. Rob Campbell, who has a background in trade unionism, business leadership, governance and public service, wrote an open letter to Prime Minister Christopher Luxon with his view on how the government should be responding to the strikes. I spoke to Campbell about the strikes and his letter. I started by asking if, for those who don't know, he could start by talking about who is striking today and what they're striking for.
So we've got a very large part of the core public service workers in health, in education, in ACC, really across the board of the social services. There are people participating in the strike, even if they're not technically speaking on strike. I think large numbers of union members are participating in events around the country in support of the strike.
Can you talk a bit about what made you want to send your letter of support for the strikers to the Prime Minister?
Well, I think it was a letter of support for the Prime Minister, really. He was clearly in trouble. And when you see someone who's clearly out of their depth and doesn't know what they're doing and is making a difficult situation worse, I think it's a, responsibility as a citizen to try and help them out. So I kind of pointed out some of the things they were getting wrong. They've continued to get wrong because they don't want to take advice. And I think the problems will exacerbate. Unfortunately, of course, the people who pay the costs of this are the people who are striking, who are costing a day's wages and the other effort that goes into organising a strike. And the people who are adversely affected by it, because you can't have a strike of this kind without adversely affecting some patients, clients, other citizens. No one likes doing that, but they're the people that bear the brunt of it, not the people on the half million and up salaries that are making the decisions.
A lot of people are saying we haven't seen this level of striking in decades. How historical do you think today will be?
I think if it's a success, which I believe it will be, both in terms of numbers and the impact that it has on people's thinking about unions and about political and economic change, it could be seen to be very significant. This is a major pushback against a direction of government which increasingly even the polls show New Zealanders basically do not want. Sometimes we're a little bit slow at waking up to the implications of a particular set of government policies. I think this is part of that awakening of the wider citizenry to the dangers that have been caused. So I certainly place it alongside the hikoi that took place during the term of this government, certainly place it alongside the very large environmental march and demonstration that occurred again very early in the term of this government. So I think you have to see all these things together as a gradually developing consciousness that New Zealand is not heading in the right direction. So from that point of view, very valuable. I think also it will help unions to grow when people see that they are one of the organisations that is at the forefront of standing up to negative change for our communities.
And I want to know, what do you think of Judith Collins' comments that the strikes are politically motivated?
Look, it's sort of beneath contempt, really. It's one of the most political people in the universe, Judith Collins. I don't think anything Judith does doesn't have political intent. I suspect what she chooses for breakfast has got a political motive to it. So to ascribe that to health workers, doctors, nurses, educators, teachers, teachers' aides, all the ancillary workers in health, they're people who chose their jobs not to make a lot of money and not to have a lot of political power, but to serve the public, and sort of then turn around and say, oh, you're just being political, is A, ignorant, but B, really beneath contempt, because it does not show any respect for these people as people. That's 100,000 of your citizens, even without counting their whānau, who are sufficiently distressed by the things this government is doing that are prepared to give up a day's pay and go to the effort that they are of having these demonstrations and meetings. I mean, even a politically motivated person should be able to see there's something more happening there than who people think they should vote for.
And how would you like to see the government respond to today?
I think the government needs to admit that it has handled this badly. It needs to restore some manner to the negotiating parties, the unions concerned. They're not actually they have linkages, but they are each separate disputes coming together in a common cause of meeting government intransigence. So they need to restore some manner to the people they have to negotiate with. I think they need to inject a negotiator into the situation, or negotiators who have some power and some manner, because Brian Roach from the Public Service Commission, Simeon Brown, Judith Collins have destroyed the manner they hold on these matters. So I think they have to change the game in that way, and then find out what the points are where commonality can be reached. I don't actually think they're all that far apart at the operational level. I know for a fact that you will find people in senior positions in education, health, ACC and other places who have a great deal of sympathy for the union's claims, but don't feel they can speak up because of the way the government conducts its negotiations.
You've demonstrated this by sending your open letter to the Prime Minister, but for those who aren't striking today, students who might be listening, for example, how can they show support if they would like to?
Well, I think, social media is an important part of that, and everyone, it's reasonably easy to do, but it's still something to do. So I think people can show their support through whatever social media channels they use. I think they're very welcome. I know they're very welcome to turn up to the various activities that are going on around the country where the weather hasn't prevented them. In Auckland, there's a march from Aotea Square at 12 noon today. I think if you can fit that into your lecture schedule, you should certainly participate in it.
That was Rob Campbell, who has a background in trade unionism, business leadership, governance and public service, on today's mega strike and how he thinks the government should be responding.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.